Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It is the time of week we anxiously await, the 9 o'clock hour on Friday, when we talk to the emperor of, what's a word that has to do with the E, that starts with E? The emperor of eating. There you go. The emperor of eating. The Darth Vader of dining, the... Well, he's Ian McNulty. I need say nothing more than, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ian McNulty.
I'm just a geek for gastronomy, my friends.
Yeah, there you go. Ian McNulty covers food and dining for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We love having him on every Friday. We're getting him for the whole hour today, and we're excited about that. And if you all have any questions about where to eat, where to drink, text them in to 504-260-1870. That's the Oakland Art Jeweler Talking text line. And considering there's no Saints or LSU game this weekend, maybe a lot of people will be going out doing some eating and drinking. Where have you been eating and drinking, Ian McNulty?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Tommy. You look at the Saints calendar, as we do at the outset when it comes out, and we're all stuck in middle of summer and fantasizing about the fall to come, and now we're in it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're deep in the Saints season. Fall is rearing its head. And this is one of those interesting weekends that, I circled on the calendar earlier on, because it's almost like a bye week. It's not for the Saints. They're playing Monday night against the Super Bowl champs in Kansas City, so very much not a bye week for our black and gold boys. But for fans, it sort of is, because it changes the weekend dynamics just like a bye week would. And a good point about LSU, too. So it gives you that Sunday flex, and it makes for some interesting play. And this weekend has some really good food opportunities for you. Probably the biggest one is the Fried Chicken Fest. That's back up on the lakefront Saturday, Sunday. It moved up there a couple of years ago. You probably remember the Fried Chicken Festival started in Lafayette Square.
That's amazing how quickly that thing has grown, isn't it? Even as festivals go here.
The first year of that thing, It was in Lafayette Square, mm-hmm. across from Gallier Hall, and Cooped Up comes to mind. A cluster cluck, perhaps, mm-hmm. Was the other adjective. It was so crowded. I mean, downtown, just as soon as I remember heading down to that festival the first year and thinking, oh, wow, this is maybe bigger than people thought.
They had no idea what Kraken they had unleashed, did they?
Exactly, yes. But it turns out, you know, fried chicken has that kind of crazy-making appeal to people. And, you know, to his credit, I remember talking to the founder and creator of Fried Chicken Festival, Cleveland Spears, here in the Spears Group, kind of a creative agency here in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. You know, just from the get-go, he wasn't like, yeah, wow, we really, you know, we should have planned for something bigger, or wow, we'll really have to take a look at this. His response immediately was, we've got a monster in our hands, and this is great. That was, you know, that was the turnout shows us exactly what we're supposed to be. We're supposed to be bigger. People are going to love this. And, you know, we're taking it to the next level. Mm-hmm. And they did. Yeah, they moved to the lakefront, the riverfront, the year after that. And for the last few years, since COVID anyway, they've been on the lakefront. And it's great because it orients the festival differently. If you're on the riverfront, you're appealing to, you know, everyone who's downtown, visiting the city in the French Quarter. You put it on the lakefront, it's a little more of a destination. It's a little more facing towards the locals.
You know? More breeze, too.
Yeah, right there, yeah. And you know, this is a different festival. I love it. We have lots of different food festivals, different formats for them. You know, sometimes it's everything under the sun. Sometimes it's really just about the music and the food is great, but it's there as sort of an adjunct to it. This festival has music, it has a car show, it has kids activities, it has all that. But it really is about these different takes on fried chicken from not just different traditions from around America, but really from around the world. And the vendors that I talk to, you know, they just say kind of the same thing. They say, there's just something about fried chicken. Like, you get a fried chicken festival together, you put bragging rights on the line for, you know, the best of the fest awards. And, you know, people want to bring it. They want to bring their A-game. Restaurants that are well-known for chicken are going to be out there. Let's say Chubby's over in Algiers, Gus's Fried Chicken, Chicken's Kitchen over on the in Gretna there, Picnic for Vision and Whiskey uptown. Two of them were sparring in our NOLA.com Best Fried Chicken Voting Bracket Poll just this week. But then, like, restaurants that really aren't known for fried chicken are getting in on it because they love fried chicken, and this is the Fried Chicken Fest, and they want to be in that number. To wit, Mr. Shrimp's Kitchen. Guess what Mr. Shrimp's Kitchen is known for?
Shrimp.
You got it. First, mm-hmm. first guess right off the bat.
But ain't getting nothing by me, Ian McNulty. No, sir. My mind is like a steel trap.
Larry, Mr. Shrimp Thompson, founder of that operation, he loves chicken. He loves wings. He's got a good chicken wing operation going, so he's going to bring that out there. You know, the other side of the coin, Bocce Canteen. This is a Vietnamese restaurant in Metairie. It was founded on Maple Street. It's now in Metairie, very close to Drago's, that city. Bocce is the Vietnamese word for pork belly. Huh. And this is pork belly is all over their menu. So it's basically they named their restaurant Pork Belly Canteen.
That's what she was calling me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bocce Tucker. Yeah. They serve a traditional Vietnamese menu with some creative twists. It's a really fun place. It's delicious. Not known for their fried chicken, mm-hmm. but they'll be out there at Fried Chicken Fest with these fried chicken egg rolls, or spring rolls, rather. Well, crispy fried chicken stuff. Spring roll. So it's not just wings and three-piece platters, so there's plenty of that, but all these different takes on fried chicken. There's Korean will be out there. There'll be Korean fried chicken. There'll be a take on Indian butter chicken, kind of the classic Indian restaurant dish done fried chicken style from Lufu.
Wait, what is this now? Baked on what?
Butter chicken. It's on every Indian restaurant menu from across the land. Mm-hmm. This restaurant called Lufu, which is downtown on St. Charles Avenue in the CBD, great Indian restaurant run by a couple of young chefs. They'll be out there making their fried chicken festival debut. And these guys have been blazing a trail of glory across New Orleans food festivals for the past year or so, winning awards at with Top Taco and other things that are not really orientated towards Indian food, but they come in there with their sense of style and flavor, and they mix it up. So the defending champs for Fried Chicken Festival are returning. Last year, the winners were Redbird Fried Chicken, which has a few locations around town. They won for the traditional category, and Bao Mi Kitchen, another Vietnamese restaurant that won for the sort of the creative use category of fried chicken. So if you're a fried chicken fan, this is going to be your nirvana over the weekend. And the other thing I'll say about Fried Chicken Festival, Tommy, is the organization behind it, the Spears Group, Cleveland Spears' team, they really make an outreach effort to get restaurants, and not just restaurants. I mean, some of these are food trucks. Some of them are caterers, places that are there really are small businesses that you don't typically see at the festivals. You know, some operations have it down. They have like a whole festival division. There's a food festival. They're out there. They've got it down to a science. And it takes a lot of hard work and planning and logistics to be able to pull off a vending booth at one of these festivals, weather dependent and cooking outside and, you know, people lining up. You got to be quick. You got to be good. But the festival, Fried Chicken Festival itself, really does make an outreach effort to bring up and open doors for a lot of small businesses that want to take part but maybe haven't yet. You know, this is the first festival that a lot of vendors say they have stepped up and to do. And I think that's great. And it's reflected in the roster of vendors that you see out there. There's a great diversity. There's a lot of diversity of flavors, a lot of diversity of races, of the ownership of these restaurants, a lot of different parts of town. So I always learn about places when I go to Fried Chicken Festival. I see some old favorites, but there's always some eye-opening new additions. So it's a great time. It's a great food festival. It's a great addition to the festival calendar. And it's Saturday, Sunday this weekend.
Somebody texted in about different parts of the chicken. Are there different vendors that choose to highlight different parts of the chicken, I guess legs or wings or thighs or what have you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, if you just look at the menu of the Fried Chicken Festival, you'll see how this plays out. You've got lots of people are going to do wings. Some people are, you know, the breast and thigh, kind of the bone-in chicken. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, the thigh is the favored piece, right? Picnic Provision and Whiskey, that Uptown place I mentioned, they do thighs exclusively, boneless thighs, it turns out, which, you know, some people will say, you know, if it's not on the bone, I don't want it, it's not fried chicken. But this, the way they do it, it turns out to be like, almost like a breaded cutlet of chicken thigh, and they heavily season it. And it's great. The thing that I kind of lust after with chicken, no matter how it's made, roasted, fried, what have you, is what they call the chicken oyster. Mm-hmm. Now, chicken oyster is this, you know, oyster-sized coin of meat from behind the thigh, and
between the thigh and the back.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. If I get one of those rotisserie chickens from Rouse's or Costco or the Ideal Market, the wonderful Latin American style rotisserie chickens they do there. I'm taking that sucker home, and the first thing I'm doing is flipping it over and digging out those oysters. Those are the pearls of the chicken. They're delicious, and they too often get overlooked when you're just carving a chicken normally. Mm. Not something you see on a lot of menus because, you know, there's only two copies per bird.
Yeah. So, and they're not very big.
Give a lot. No, they're not oyster size. But one place that does have them is on the menu regularly is Toops Meadery, that the great Cajun neighborhood restaurant that Isaac and Amanda Toops run over by City Park in Mid-City. Very frequently on the menu, the fry them up. You get a whole basket of them, and they're great. And it's one of those, what is this, chicken oyster? What is this guy doing? Is he doing something to an oyster? Is it a chicken fried oyster? No, that's what it is. It's that little... That gem of a coin of meat from the chicken that they do up there. And while we're speaking of Toops Meadery, something special is going on there tomorrow. I think you and I talked about this earlier. Over the summer, that restaurant kind of flexed into a community support kitchen, organized a whole network of drivers, ended up cooking meals by the thousands per week to send out to families with kids who are food insecure. You know, the families are, you know, raised their hands and said, hey, look, we're going to have trouble making ends meet when school's out of session. we need some help in the kitchen and in the pantry. And so this restaurant put on a Herculean effort. They were recognized by the city for this recently, which is good. Organized this whole network of drivers who would dispatch these boxes of healthy and delicious and homemade stuff out to all of these households to the tune of 80,000 meals by the time they were done. And I bring all that up to say, Team Toops over there, they definitely have, they got crackling on the menu, but they got hearts of gold beaten in those chests. And tomorrow on Saturday, they're doing something similar with a pumpkin drive, basically. They've got hundreds, I don't know, maybe 1,000 pumpkins coming through with decorating kits too, and they're going to be dispatching those through the same network so that households that might not otherwise can have a little wholesome family activity of decorating the pumpkin, put it on the porch for Halloween, and join in the spooky season decor that we love around here.
So, yes, that's an awesome thing to do that's going to make a lot of difference for a lot of kids that they don't have to do at all. There is they don't have to do that. They get nothing from that. Accurate?
Yeah, accurate. Yeah, no, it's I see from the sidelines what restaurants do, these family-run restaurants, just to, keep the wheels turning, mm-hmm. especially through these tough seasons that we have here in the summertime in New Orleans. But, man, to step out of your zone and to put down all your own needs and to lift that up and to take that on, it says something. I mean, there's people who want to talk about this, talk about that. Here are people who are actually doing it.
You know? Kudos. Whatever
they believe in, they're actually doing it, and
that's
they're making
awesome.
A difference. And so there'll be hundreds, if not 1,000, jack-o'-lanterns shining on New Orleans porches and balconies as a result of this. And it's not just the jack-o'-lanterns. It's the family time, and it's the outreach, and hey, somebody cares about you. Happy Halloween.
All right, we'll take a break. Somebody texted in about – I got a lot of texts coming in we'll hit you with, but somebody wants to know about – and we can start with this when we come back – about a Latin American or Mexican twist to the Fried Chicken Festival, if there's anything like that available, because I don't know that I've ever been to a Mexican restaurant with fried chicken, I don't think. But anyway, we'll see when Ian McNulty returns, 925, Tommy Tucker. Glad you're with us, 504-260-1870. You got any questions about eating or drinking, Ian McNulty's your guy. And I got to talk to Ian McNulty about some cherries I bought last week, based on a picture he sent me that shocked me about the price, but they were worth every penny of it as it relates to Old Fashioned. What? We'll find out. We'll talk more when we come back on WWL.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Ian McNulty, our guest for the hour, talking, eating, and drinking. He covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. Before the break, somebody texted in, Ian, with the Fried Chicken Festival and wondered about a Mexican spin to fried chicken, which I never really thought of before or heard of. Is there such a thing?
Well, you're going to find fried chicken everywhere. When you say Latin American fried chicken, though, what I think of is not specifically a Mexican dish, but definitely a Honduran one. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of Honduran restaurants and a big Honduran-influenced population around New Orleans. It's a dish called, it goes by two names. The one I like the most is Pollo Chuco, which means dirty chicken. It doesn't mean dragged through the mud. It just means that there's a lot going on this chicken. It's fried chicken over fried green plantains, usually with cabbage and this pink sauce, this kind of creamy mayonnaise-based pink sauce that they throw on a lot of dishes on Honduran kitchens. And it's delicious. I actually just had some this week at Alma, which is this it's sort of the next generation Honduran restaurant for New Orleans. It's down in the Bywater. Chef Melissa Arujo started a few years ago. She came out of the fine dining world and made this restaurant around her roots in Honduras, but also with some of the chops that she learned at some of the really high-end New Orleans kitchens. And the result is a place that is down home, but it's got a fresh edge to it. It's, it's a lot like what you see people doing with like elevated Italian food. Oh, this is my grandmother's cooking, but I'm a chef, so this is how I do it. Alma is a great place, and that's a fantastic addition of that Pollo Chuco there. Sometimes it also, that dish, same dish, goes by another name, Pollo Con Tejadas, which is basically chicken with plantains, fried plantain strips, which is the same thing. But Pollo Chuco is a more fun name to say, I think. You'll find that at pretty much any traditional Honduran restaurant. And there's a ton in Jefferson Parish. The ones that come to mind are La Cocinita. It's on Vets and Kenner, pretty close to Williams. And there's one called Bareca, which is in Fat City, again, near Drago's, which happens to be my landmark for orientation in Fat City, which I think for a lot of people. So it's just a block away from there. Those are two good examples of that Alma down the Bywater. Yeah, exactly.
Drago's is the epicenter. That, how could I forget about Los Pollos Hermanos from Breaking Bad? That was a Mexican-inspired fictional, but still, at least it was somewhat inspired fried chicken. So I was talking about cherries before we went to the break. You sent me a picture, because Ian and I are old-fashioned aficionados, and you sent me a picture that you were getting ready, and you were holding a bottle of cherries, and I thought, well, you know what? I went to get some old-fashioned supplies over the weekend, so I thought, well, let me get some of these cherries. $20 a bottle for Luxardo cherries, but I got to tell you, my friend, they're worth it.
Yeah, it's one of those things, right? It's sort of like when you look around at your bar, you've got, maybe you've got the whiskey kicking around that you bring out whenever you want to pour yourself something, and you get the whiskey you brushed out when it's something special, and the Saints win, or it's New Year's Eve, or it's some special company's over. Same kind of thing, there's different grades of it all. But the cherry is a pretty, pretty important ingredient when it comes to the old fashioned. It's the cherry on top, as you might say. And,
yep.
You know,
I like to muddle. I like to muddle it. Muddle it first. Somebody knew that I was talking about Luxardo or cherries. They said they're the best. Try them on vanilla ice cream too. Once you have them, you'll never forget them. Somebody's looking for good Metairie area Korean fried chicken.
Ah, sure. You've got Metairie area. You've got Goji. That's a Korean restaurant that used to be pretty close to Clearview, pretty close to the Target. And it recently relocated to just down Vets, but in the Kenner. And you kind of have to know it's there. It's tucked into this elbow of a strip mall, which to me is always a good indication that strip mall restaurants are so often just that winner find.
See, that's why you're a writer, to coin a phrase like that, the elbow of a strip mall. Nobody else would say anything like that, but you should write.
The inside elbow, too, not the outside elbow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, the inside of the joint. That would be a good place in Metairie to look for that.
How would we know Korean fried chicken by tasting it? How is it different?
You'll know it by the spice. You'll probably know it by the color. It'll be a deep red, not a Luxardo cherry red, but more like kind of an earthy dark red. And the spice comes from red chili peppers, but they've been fermented. It's kind of this earthy, it's not that, you know, burn your lips off, chicken wing, spicy wing challenge kind of heat. It's a subtle kind of mouth coating, warming heat. And the texture of the chicken will be different too. They typically double fry them. So they're fried, coated with sauce, fried again. It's real crunchy when you bite in. The listener, asked for a place in Metairie, but I must say there's a new specialist for Korean fried chicken in particular just opened on Ferret Street uptown. It's called Chi Chi's. And Korean fried chicken is not that common around here, but it's a major obsession in other cities that have larger Korean communities and, of course, back in Korea. And there's this whole, what should we call it? It's a style. It's a type. If you say
genre?
You're going to genre. Yeah, you say you're going to a chimek. What that means is you're going to eat chicken and drink beer. It's like kind of saying, in Louisiana, we're going to a boil.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to say we're going to a crawfish boil where we will eat shellfish and drink copious amounts of beer. That's a given. You said boil. Mm-hmm. And we know all of that is exactly what's going to happen, complete with the one crawfish sent off live as a getaway to tease the kids, and hot dogs thrown into the boil, you know, all the things that go into just saying we're having a boil. That's what saying we're having a chimek means. And so you would go to one, and that is what these guys are replicating on Ferret Street. So it's fried chicken wings, Korean fried chicken wings, the other KFC, fried chicken sandwiches done that way, and towers of beer. These things, they look like, well, Tommy, they look like bongs, you know. They look like, let's say, water pipes. They look like giant water pipes or lamps. Let's say lamps that happen to be filled with liquid with a dispenser. And what they're dispensing is beer. And this is like a 3-liter portion of beer that comes out. And this is near Loyola and Tulane Universities. This is on Ferret Street uptown. You can see the appeal. Chicken wings, hot chicken, cold beer, a stylish place run by young chefs. Place is pretty hot. So,
when you say red, red coloring, is that red with spice so hot that you have to really enjoy hot food and to like this?
No, it's not. It's not that that jalapeno heat. It's like I say, it's earthier. It's hot. It's not, you know, it's not no wimpy chicken wing, but it's the spice is coming from something called gyujang. And that's like the, kind of the base spice of a lot of Korean cooking, that gives it that red color too. And it's, like I say, it's a little bit sweet, spicy, a little fermenty. You bite in and you might be getting some waves of umami, you know, like that kind of that sweet spot on the palate that just hits it all. That is sometimes hard to explain, but when you say the word umami, you kind of get it.
I take a break. Got more questions coming in. Somebody's looking for the best steak in the city. Somebody else looking for a place to get a really good pork chop. And I don't think we've had that question in a while. Somebody else wants to know about Willie Mae's Scotch House. Is that coming back anytime soon? Does anybody local do lulalau, whatever that is? I hope I'm not saying anything dirty. I usually vet these things first. Somebody else wants to know about Messina's restaurant at the airport. Have you ever eaten at the 70123 restaurant and bar in Harahan? And more questions coming in at 504-260-1870. More with Ian McNulty when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 9:44, 16 till 10. Back to Ian McNulty, covering eating and drinking for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, NOLA Advocate. Hey, I got a couple of steak questions here, Ian. One of them is looking for a tomahawk ribeye that, and I quote, you could play tennis with. So apparently they're looking for a big one. And another one wants to know about your favorite cut of steak, which I don't think I've ever asked you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, let's start with that. Presented with the traditional American steakhouse menu, which is probably what we're talking about here, I'm usually going for the T-bone. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to change it up. You know, you can be surprised sometimes. In fact, I've sort of kind of shrugged off the filet mignon as, you know, very tender, but maybe not as flavorful, right. You know, sort of the steak they recommend for the ladies at the macho steakhouses. That's, oh, I want the T-bone. I want the ribeye. I went to Jack Rose restaurant on St. Charles Avenue, the Pontchartrain Hotel, just last weekend. And I got a cut of steak that looked like the more exotic. Oh, I'm going to try that. I'm the food writer. Mm-hmm. My companion at the side got the filet mignon, and hers was just much better. It was just a perfect cut of steak with a nice aplomb sauce. So, you know, it pays to shop around. Don't be so stuck on like, oh, I'm a T-bone man. I always have to get a T-bone. Although, if you ask me what the number one cut of steak I'm getting at American style steakhouses, that's probably going to be it. But now, if there's a flank steak in play, I might be going over there. But that's not always on the menu at American-style steakhouses. That's more what you see at like a French bistro that has a steak frites on the menu, or you know, one of the great Argentinian or Latin American-style steakhouses we have here now, La Boca downtown, or Brasa, also downtown now in Canal Place and on Metairie Road. But yeah, those tomahawk steaks, Tommy, those are... when you go to a high-end steakhouse, for folks who don't know, they're usually on display in an aging case up front, like an expensive watch, and for almost the same price. These are kingly cuts of steak to celebrate a raise or a corporate takeover or marriage or a divorce or what have you.
Or all of them. You know, all of the above.
All of the above. It could happen, yeah. Murders and expositions, you know? It really is like a conspicuous carnivorous consumption kind of a choice. And so it happens, you can find them at more places now. I was just at Tana, which is the upscale Italian restaurant on Metairie Road, Old Metairie, from Mike Galata. Not a steakhouse, but they have some high-end steaks there. That's on the menu. I mentioned Brasa. Brasa's been in business for quite a few years now, and also on Metairie Road, but they expanded with a much larger and more upscale version of Brasa in Canal Place, taking over the former Morton Steakhouse, which a lot of people will remember. It's right there in the, you know, the Canal Place Mall, right across from Caesars Casino. Really nice. Visited there not too long ago. An upscale treatment of the Latin American steakhouse. Great wine list. Interested. The interior has these deep booths and these sort of tropical landscapes in the dining room, a view of Canal Street and Caesars across the way. Really cool. Nice transformation of the old Morton's. Cool bar, too. That's one of those places you walk in and there's the dry aging room for the steaks, and there's the gigantic tomahawk ribeye. If you have to ask how much, you probably just should have three or four normal steaks instead, spread out over the course of a financial quarter. But there you have it.
If I might do a little radio steak 101 here, I'm a fan of the New York strip. A T-bone is actually comprised of a strip on one part, and then you got a little bit of a filet. The difference between a T-bone and a porterhouse is you got a bigger chunk of the filet on the top of the bone by the T. Accurate?
Yes, and that's why I like the T-bone, because you get a little bit of both. You know, yeah. Yeah, a little variety around the steak.
But not the porterhouse. You'd have a bigger piece of filet with the porterhouse.
Exactly. Yeah, the Porterhouse is one to share. You know, the specialist for that, I think, is Crescent City Steaks on Broad. Mm-hmm. You know, with that great classic room with the little cheater booths, you know, with the little curtains you can draw aside. And that they do the Porterhouse for two, for
cheater
three,
booths?
Four. Yeah, you know, these little...
you're there with somebody you're not supposed booths. To be with? Is that what you're saying?
Could be a paramour, could be a tax assessor. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that happens on Broad Street, you know?
Could be a paramour, could be a tax assessor. Only you, Ian McNulty, would come up with that. Let's get to Lau Lau Recipes, L-A-U-L-A-U. What is that?
I gotta hit this one, though. If those booths at Crescent City Steaks could talk,
yeah.
They'd probably be in witness protection.
Oh, yes, yeah, they would be in witness protection, definitely. If they'd live to get to witness protection.
Right. Anyway. All right, one more time with that next one. What are we looking for?
Lau Lau, a luau. Not the party, but the food. Something about pork and butterfish wrapped in luau leaves or something?
Hmm.
If y'all got Ian McNulty saying, I'm guessing it's not available.
Yeah, that's not one that I'm familiar with here. I'm not really sure where we're going with that one, but... there is a style of Filipino dining. Here's a question we get frequently, right, Tommy? People asking about Filipino food. That is a traditional meal that is served on banana leaves. As in, the entire meal is the banana leaves become the tablecloth, and dishes are laid out in a communal style. And there'll definitely be a lot of pork and play, maybe some fish. There's not a restaurant that does that, but there is a pop-up called Milkfish, which is a Filipino. It was a Filipino restaurant. Now it's a pop-up. The chef we talked about her recently, Christina Quackenbush, she started the witchy restaurant on Bourbon Street, Tatlow, which has a modern take on Asian flavors amongst all the witchy things. But she also still runs Milkfish as a Filipino pop-up, and she told me that she does still do special dinners like that periodically. So if that's in the wheelhouse of what we're talking about, look up Milkfish. You can find them online on Instagram. Make an inquiry, see if they're doing any of those special dinners. It would probably be a catered event kind of situation.
All right, here we go.
That's what we're talking about.
Lightning round, dollar values are tripled. Any word on Willie Mae's Scotch House returning?
Sure, yes. They are plowing ahead to bring back the Treme restaurant. Probably won't. They're kind of in a race to Super Bowl like so many other things, but they're opening a second restaurant downtown in the CBD on Barone Street, very close to the Smoothie King Center. That is imminent. That should be in the next couple weeks.
Wife and I love Giacomo's. Where else can we find a similar neighborhood restaurant with the same quality menu?
Giacomo's is one of a kind, that's for sure. But if you like that gusto, that just putting that all together, I mean, I'm going back to Tuke's Meadery on that, you know, big dishes, big portions, real fun, lots of good stuff going around there. It's a mid-city by City Park.
Messina's restaurant at Lakefront Airport, would you, I don't know, what about that?
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah, this the Lakefront Airport is this Art Deco temple, you know, out there by the lakefront. Mm-hmm. And it has a restaurant in it, Messina's Runway Cafe, and it's really a diner. It's like, picture a diner in a small, old-fashioned airport. It's like something out of Wings, if you ever watch Wings.
Yes.
Breakfast, lunch place, brunch on the weekends. Messina's does catering, and they're doing a big event next weekend, next Tuesday, called, Tasty Bites. And lots of different restaurants are getting together and doing a tasting there at the airport. And Messina's is kind of running the show. They're a big catering company in addition to this restaurant. So look that up. That should be a good time. I'm going to be there as a judge this next Tuesday. Like, lots and lots of restaurants, and it's benefiting Donald Link's Foundation. So it should be a blast out there. But that's a good one to know about. I mean, it's out there on the lakefront, and you go in, you're having a burger, an omelet, whatever, and you're watching private aircraft and some interesting charter aircraft come running down the runway. I mean, it's a cool little spot in a gorgeous Art Deco airport from, you know, the glamour days of travel.
I've been to events there, and it is a beautiful facility. Real quick, 70123 Restaurant and Bar in Harahan, you know anything about that?
I'll put it on the list, but I don't know that one, no.
Okay.
Sorry.
And finally, somebody texted and said, let me tell you about Ian McNulty. Anytime I have ever emailed him with a question, and I've been doing it for years, though not very often, I'll let you hold your breath on this one, Ian. He has always answered back quickly and with great tips. And the way he talks about food to you, he could have a side hustle as a romance writer. Or does he already? Well, I don't know. After that conversation about the cheater booths in, where was it? Crescent City?
Crescent City Steaks.
Crescent City Steaks, yeah. Maybe he does. A pleasure as always, my friend. Who's got the best old-fashioned in the city besides your house?
You do, Tommy Tucker.
Well, besides us, who does?
All right, fine. Revel Bar on Carrollton Avenue in Mid-City. That's the great Chris McMillan. Takes a lot of pride to give you the whole history of the drink as he's making it for you. Stick around for a second one.
Big chunk ice?
Absolutely.
You got
second,
it.
Second pick would be a Barrel Proof in on Magazine Street. Real cool, hip spot. With they do a happy hour special on old fashions, too, if you can get out of work soon enough to get down there.
A blast as always. Thank you, Ian McNulty.
May you ride the waves of umami until the next time we talk, Tommy Tucker.
Right back at you, brah. You can just Google Ian McNulty, find out everything you need to know. It's 9:54. We'll see what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.